I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Scott Zirbel. He's Marketing and Creative Services Director at TV6, and he's the director of the TV6 Canathon. We heard more about that annual event with Scott Zirbel.
The TV6 Canathon started back in 1982. Our then news director, Ed Carney, had read an article in one of the trade magazines about a food collection drive that another station did. So we approached our general manager at the time and asked him if it's something we could take on, and they said sure. And so that first year was around when the mines were laid off for the mines. So there was a need in Marquette County. So we started the Canathon, collected 700 pounds of food that first year, and never looked back.
And now here it is all these years later, and the general theme is help feed a hungry neighbor. How do you do that? What's the process?
Well, you know, when I took the Canathon over in 1990, the goal for me leading up to that, Sue McQuaid and I were trying to expand it outside of Marquette County. So we made some efforts in Dickinson, up in the Keweenaw, and also down in Delta County. And then when I took it over as director in 1990, my goal was to establish include as much of the UP as possible within a network of food collection. And now we're in approximately 10 Upper Peninsula counties. We have 350 plus drop-off points. We've got 75 schools involved. Radio stations like yourself around the UP have helped you know, create this network and support it and help organize it and help promote it.
So with the Canathon, obviously you're looking for certain items, certain kinds of foods. Tell me a little bit about what you are looking for to have people drop off.
Well, it's pretty much non-perishable food items. Anything, cans, dried food, that kind of a thing is great.
Ballpark idea on how much food you've collected?
Since the event began, we've collected over 3.86 million pounds of food.
Now, obviously the name of it is the Canathon, but it's really non-perishables. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a can, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And anything non-perishable is acceptable. You know, what we do ask and we've had challenges with over the years is that, you know, the schools may collect and the son goes back to the cupboard and digs out all the cans look at the expiration dates.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, we kind of caution people to make sure that, you know, the food hasn't been expired.
So what are people looking for? Like, you've got the drop-off locations. What will they see and where to put the stuff?
Well, typically, you know, we leave it up to the individual business or whatever to kind of set up their own box. You know, people have different size spaces they can dedicate to it. But we, you know, we provide them with posters and the TV6 Canathon posters. You know, we, along with you guys, you know, and I want to thank you for helping to promote this year in the Marquette County area. You know, it does make a difference. So, you know, you look for that box and you know, and the nice thing about, say, for instance, you know, with the Super One or Econo Foods or whatever, you can purchase the food right there.
Right there. Yeah.
That's what we always talk about here.
The convenience of it. Yeah.
And then this all wraps up with a big event, which is coming up when?
December the 4th. We wrap things up with a live hour commercial-free program on TV6. We'll be doing live reports from Escanaba, Iron Mountain, Houghton, and Marquette, you know, and from our studios, inside and outside our studios. So, you know, if people haven't made a donation by that date, you know, one of the cool things about the Canathon in the past, and what was nice, that people would actually come out to the station and bring food out.
Sure.
You know, we've made it easier because sometimes, you know, if it snowed and we had a bad weather, people aren't traveling. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people who want to make a donation to do so.
That's Scott Zirbel. He's the director of the TV6 Canathon and Marketing and Creative Services Director at TV6. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.